Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and you are listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report with myself, Dave Hodges, and Doug Thornton, ex-Marine, ex-contractor, ex-DHS, brings a unique blend of experience. And he's been a bad boy and hanging out with some of us while he was on the job. So he has he's not compartmentalized, let's say that. And so he has a broad-based knowledge. And we're going to get into the World Economic Forum three major principles. But we're also going to hit on some current events as well. And I'm just going to say this. I'll make it short and sweet. You hear me talk about food all the time. Another meatpacking plant caught on fire. This is the third one in 5 days. They're destroying your food supply. And you need to go to your own food supply. But I'm going to say this. You need to hide your food. You need to think about how you're going to do it. And you need to hide your food. Because they are going to pass hoarding laws, I guarantee you. Also, too, you need the water filter. And I'm still the only vendor in the United States. And when the grid, I think, comes down, you're going to be scavenging for water. If you got a family of four, that's how many water filters you need. And you may need one extra because things get broken, lost, and stolen. So you really want to look at that. Waterwithdave.com. The food is preparewithdave.com. The food has a great sale. The water did not raise their prices. Even though they're on their last leg and I'm selling the last remaining supplies, they did not raise it. Okay, one more thing. Noble Gold. You've heard me talk about them and the fact that I feel I'm going to have a soft landing, relatively speaking, with the crash that's coming because I'm diversified and I'm not in fiat currency and I will not be in digital. I will not take that in any form. I will move to a country that's gold-based before I take their digital. Digital is satanic. So right now I'm keeping the wolf at bay and I'm keeping from being over-invested in dollars by going precious metals. And Noble Gold's the best there is. I won't go into detail. Just give them a call. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Please, please hear me. You need all three of these. I wished you didn't. And by the way, we're kind of advertising out of cycle because I think the encroachments on our liberties, planned false flags, I think we could be 2-3 months ahead away. The head of the CEO of Goya Foods said 3 to 6 months we're going to have massive food shortages. We're in the range, folks, when things can go to hell in a handbasket quickly. That's why you don't have much time to prepare. So we have Doug Thornton with us, as I said, and Doug, welcome you to the show. And I want to spend a little time in the beginning here talking about the World Economic Forum. And I want to go through and I'll read to you a couple principles and a couple points, and then we can kick those around because I think people really lack knowledge about what's coming, and this is a pretty good outline about what's coming.
Yeah, let's get into it. The World Economic Forum is one of those conspiracy theories things that's come to light. And, I don't know how else to say this, but everything that we used to get made fun of for being called these, you know, random crazies and wackos and conspiracy theorists, it's all coming true.
No, I know. It's right there. You know, what's interesting is they call it conspiracy theory stuff, but it's in Klaus Schwab's book. And he has trained most of the radical world leaders like Trudeau, Jacinda from New Zealand, the Australian people.
Zelensky,
yeah. Putin even, but Putin, they scrubbed his page because Putin went the other way. No digital for me, says Vlad. So these people are putting this stuff in writing. Harari, the right-hand man for the World Economic Forum, he is making videos about this stuff. So this isn't conspiracy theory. It's like me saying this, okay? The January 6th commission's illegal. It's unconstitutional. You can't do a criminal investigation with Congress. It has to be out of the executive branch. And Nancy Pelosi calls it insurrection. But yet she turns around and she says, well, if the Republicans win the midterm, we're not going to honor the election because they'll destroy democracy. That's insurrection. That's an insurrection comment right there by a public official. and it's okay for them. And it's just amazing. They're telling us everything they're going to do. If the Republicans win, there will be a civil war, in my opinion. What do you think?
I think the same thing. I think we're being set up for a whole summer to fall of violence. You know, we can see it coming, Dave.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Just naming it again,
I
there's
know.
yet again another food processing plant that's just mysteriously caught on fire. And Antifa's acting back up again in the Northwest. You know, we got the avian bird flu that was found in Colorado, so that's the first ever avian bird flu human pathogen. And it just keeps getting better. Things keep getting better for this future predicament of I guess you could say a violent war, because I don't think it'd be a peaceful separation of powers. This civil war will be something that many of you listening have never experienced before. And I had this revelation earlier today. I came home from the gym, and it's bothered me all day, Dave. Before I was able to turn off my truck, I just got this message, I guess you could say, and the Holy Spirit sitting here talking to me, and I heard, "You are going to see war like you've never seen before, shore to shore." And that's what I think is coming in this country. And many of us are not going to be prepared for it. You know,
Yeah,
we're just
right now
going.
I don't think I am, but I'm taking steps.
Yeah.
And the thing I'll say to you is yesterday I was swimming my laps in the pool, and I'm exerting a fair amount of energy, and I kept getting this "warn the people" little voice inside my head. I've learned to listen to that. That's not my unconscious speaking. That's my connection to the Lord.
Right.
And I've had so many experiences I could relate, and I won't for brevity's sake. But he was telling me, "Warn the people. Not much time. Warn the people." And that was loud and clear in my head. And I was like, "Yeah, I know." And that's why we're doing this show. This is part two of really who's running things. And what I did is I looked at Schwab's stuff, almost cussed. Sorry, folks. I know it's a family show. And I looked at his stuff and I said I could divide what he's doing into three categories. And this is just a broad brush. This is not highly detailed. And so, what we had planned to do on this show was I would read the principle and a couple of supporting facts from Schwab's publications, including his website and book, and then have Doug respond to it from his background as law enforcement, a Marine, a citizen, and a former contractor. Bringing all those things into bear, I want him to respond to this in this fashion. I am shocked by this, but not surprised, I guess. I'm shocked in terms of they're so bold, they're telling us what they're going to do, but the evil behind it does not surprise me. Anyway, here we go. Point number one. We will live in an absolute surveillance state. And they've already been implementing this. If you've got one of those electronic devices, hey, Google, Nest, tell me what the temperature is outside. They're listening to everything you say. Your phone is listening to everything you say. Every keystroke is recorded. So this is nothing new, but they're going to give you a new digital ID. And today in France, the government of France, under the direction of Macron, downloaded to everyone's cell phone digital ID. I don't know the implementation date. I don't have a lot of details, but I do know that happened. To use social media, to use a bank account, you're going to have digital ID. And listen to me, America, with the advocacy and campaigning of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they passed a law in Europe, digital services. And this electronic ID, you have to have a digital ID to log on to the internet, and they are going to severely regulate the internet. And this is what Obama meant when he said last week that your First Amendment does not extend to social media. In other words, he's saying you don't have a First Amendment. They're tracking every purchase, everything you do. They call this the fourth revolution. They're going to do electronic implants in your hand, and this is Mark of the Beast stuff. So, Forbes magazine quoted Klaus Schwab, no, his top guy, Harari. He said, I will own nothing. I'll have no privacy, but life has never been better. Doug, how do you respond to these things here?
Well, that's the same guy, you know, Harari, who says that a free will is over. This is one of the many end goals that we speak about all the time. And, you know, the ability to track people through this, it's not really a spy network anymore, Dave. If you ever go to New York City and get near the subway system or walk downtown, there are biometrics in those cameras everywhere, picking up people and doing extracurricular activities, especially also in the District of Columbia. There is an entire system of cameras, probably some of the most comprehensive, technologically advanced camera systems in the world, that are scanning people's faces and doing all different types of very strange stuff, all in the efforts of protecting you from terrorism. And it would probably shock most people. It's kind of like a Minority Report beginnings of it. And we see technology increasing and advancing. You talk about, you know, things that spy on you in your home. Well, your phone is the number one thing. For one thing, your phone can be, you know, remotely programmed to be listened to take video of you, to take pictures of you. You know, every time you walk, especially if you have any of these smartphones, every time you walk, your biometrics are being measured, and that's being sent to these people who make the phones. And from there, depending on the government contracts, they are turning that over to the government for the government to study. Recently, and I say recently as in probably about 3 or 4 years ago, there was a application that was on people's phones. I think it was a Fitbit application, and it actually caught some people out in Area 51 who were out PTing. They were running around the base, and it geo-marked and located the base, the outline of the base. So the applications on your phone, your smartwatch, if you have any of these location services turned on, it is tracking you. It is making a digital map of your location and what you're doing. All for things for people to track and evaluate. Now, take that a step further, Dave. Let's say that every watch is a smartwatch and you're required to wear it. Along with every phone is a smartphone, and you're required to have it on your person. If you have to record what you do, if your phone just so happens to record how many times you drink water, how many times you eat, how many times you're spending your money, well, they get the analytics of that, and then they can develop their own type of dossier over you. And from there, they can even determine how many calories you're intaking, how many calories you're burning. They can, from there, tell if you are, you know, taking your medicines or not, if you're going to appointments or not, if you're going to work or not. The analytics that can be derived from these smartphones are amazing. People don't understand it. In a lot of these applications, whenever they ask you, allow for use on your phone or allow for tracking services, I almost always put deny on that. But that they are tracking you, I can tell you for right, everything that you can think of. And eventually, that'll be one of the many pillars of tracking you. Now, to go along with having nothing and loving it, that is what is coming for our children. Not this current generation, not this this current generation who's losing its mind, but it's their children, or would be my grandchildren and probably my children when they become adults. But in about 10 years from now, we will have the ability as humans to be probably completely off of, I guess you could say, off of 1984. We're going to work strictly for the government or for the big private businesses, or you will work for an entity that involves giving surplus of supplies to either big business or the government. That's the end goal. We see with COVID and some of these other lockdowns how easily it was to push out and permanently shut down small businesses across America. That was within 1 year. Imagine what they could do in 3 years.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep. You're absolutely right. And excuse me, the potential for them to have relentless Fabian socialist control is incredible. I probably should save this for the end, but you brought us to this point. I learned very early on from my first mentor, Bill Pollack, the late Bill Pollack. And Bill told me about Fabian socialism in detail. And then I'm thinking, well, I teach this in my sociology classes, but not to the level it was being applied. Fabian socialism today means if input out, output in, and if you don't produce more than you take from society, you should be eliminated. They're moving towards that with medicine, and that's what all these algorithms are about, all the surveillance, at least in part. That's coming. So, okay, good reaction here to surveillance. Everything you do, it reminds me of that song by the Police, every move you make, every breath you take, and I'll add in my own words, I'll be stalking you. And that's what this is all about. Okay, let's go to number two. Finance. Oh, this is, I don't think this will surprise a lot of people if they're Christian relevant, but people will no longer own what they have. For example, if you go on vacation, they're going to move people. It's like a timeshare. They're going to move people into your home. You'll have multiple families and single dwellings. And that's why they're making housing unaffordable now through BlackRock and bidding up everything. You will own nothing for transportation. You'll use public transportation or you won't go. Private transportation will be for the elite. These people and their algorithms will actually know you better than you know you. So they will make choices for you. You will not be, what am I having for dinner? Okay. Do I go see the opera or do I go to a movie? Whatever entertainment you're allowed, they will choose for you. And this, people, I can't stress to you, you will have no choice in anything you do. Who you mate with, how many kids, if any, you're allowed to have, this is all predetermined by AI. And, of course, with the finance here, there'll be no cash. Like I said, everything will be digital, no banks. The central bank digital currency will be it. And that's why I'm telling you, you wonder, Dave, you advertise for Noble Gold. Yeah, get outside the system and then go to a country if you have to with their gold-backed currency. You'll be staying one step ahead of the burning bridge. And you say, well, who's that? All of Latin America. So that's the second pillar here is control of all finance. And if you don't play nice, you don't eat, you don't have your kids go to school, you don't have an apartment to rent, it's communist China all over. What's your reaction to all this?
Well, I pull back into Revelation anytime I hear this. You know, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade lest ye have the mark.
Yes.
Currently, there's a company in Sweden, Dave, I believe, that during the COVID lockdowns, right there as we were pulling out of the lockdowns, developed a chip. And they had chipped some of their employees. And this chip had all your biometrics. It had all your birth certificate, your marriage certificate. It had your driver's license. And it even had your credit cards and bank accounts tied to it. And they were talking about the ease of technology now as to how easy it is to make it. The problem right now is that most things that you insert under your skin, the body will try to attack that and then will try to push it out. It'll be inflamed. You'll probably get a little bit of sickness from it. And most of the time people have to have it cut out of them. And if you do your research on some of these RFID chips and the ones of the size of a grain of rice, that's something that happens occasionally. So there has to be a new process of technology to allow this type of technology to exist within the human skin and not operate correctly without having to be operated on to take it out.
Yeah.
So when they have found that, and I'm sure they're probably just a couple months away. So when they figured out how to do that, Dave, I think they're going to immediately start doing it. And you know where it makes sense. It makes sense if I was in charge of the government and I was an evil person and I wanted to chip everybody. What I would do is I would start, obviously, with the military and yes. then the prison system. Two groups of people that don't really have a choice. It makes a lot of sense for inmates to be chipped. Now, they already have IDs that they wear. But, you know, if you wanted to make things a little bit cheaper, you can easily, you know, put a microchip in them. And if they ever flee, you'll know where that is, right? You'll know who they are. Same thing for the military. However, those applications can be a little bit trickier because within the military, you actually have rights. In the prison system, you have suspended rights. You have rights, but they're very much suspended. Now, the average day-by-day person. Dave, does it make more sense for me to give you a driver's license, a building access card, a computer access card, and then you have to have, you know, codes that you got to remember, you know, or does it make more sense for me to have a chip in your hand that you just scan through, you scan through your biometrics, and then you get in and out of the building, you get in and out of your computer, and no one can go behind you? Well, Amazon has already created part of this. Currently in Austin and in Seattle at the Whole Foods store, go figure, the Whole Foods store.
No.
They have the ability now where you can scan your palm into the computer, and that's how you access your bank account to pay for your goods.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is being developed. It's they're right there on the cusp of it. They're right there. So when they can control that, and then they digitize everything so that you can have cash, you can have gold and silver, you can have valuable assets because the government owns it, right? So that means you don't have land. You don't have the valuable car you can trade in that has value. You don't have the recreational property. You don't have a mortgage because you're more or less living in a barracks-style housing. Well then, they control everything. What do you as a person control? You control nothing. And there will be people who, like most things, will be soft conditioned into accepting this. And that soft conditioning, David, can't happen with your generation. It can't happen with mine. It has to happen from the kindergarten level and up. You have to be soft conditioned all the way up to the point that you're a preteen and then to a teenager, then to an adult, to accept that. That means that our society has to take a giant progressive leap forward. And with that forward leap, there has to be a lot of civil rights violations that have to happen. Most of everything that we do right now, we have because of our Constitution, because of our Bill of Rights. You're not going to be able to seize people's authority to live their own lives, or you're not going to be able to violate their Fourth Amendment anytime you want to frequently, like the government wants to right now, if we still have a Bill of Rights. So there are things that have to be expunged or redone and rethought of for that to happen, for them to go forward. How does that come? That's how you build back better. That's where that comes from. And Dave, I'll let you take this, but the only way you build back better in this country is if you destroy it first.
No, I've said that all along. You're absolutely right. See, if you're making it better, it has to be worse. Well, how does it get worse? Well, you have to make it worse. So you look at Biden's actions, everything this despot has done has been to undermine America. From energy prices to food inflation to the Afghanistan debacle to wasting all our military resources in Ukraine, spending down our distributing out our oil reserves, totally suspending domestic oil production so we have to buy it from terrorist states like Iran. I could go on and on. You get the idea. Everything he has done has been to destroy America. And you know what's interesting about this? I don't know if you've seen this or not. Have you seen the difference between Biden, and I'm talking Joe, his income report from the IRS and his ethics report?
No, I haven't seen that
There's a
yet.
$5 million gap, and Mark Levin covered that last night with documentation on a show. Not joking, Mark. Well, it wasn't last night. I watched the replay, but he nailed it. He had on an author, had on a congressman, and they went through it. $5 million gap, communist China, CCP, and of course Hunter Biden will never see a day in jail because a lot of people don't know this. Under Obama, we eliminated the special prosecutor. They call it that, but it falls under the purview and control of the attorney general. Merrick Garland. The same Merrick Garland whose son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education. That means they own critical race theory, they own social emotional learning and all the perverted BS that they're teaching kids, forcing on kids. And Merrick Garland then put out that edict saying, well, if you go to school board meetings and protest this, you're a domestic terrorist. And then they break into houses and kick doors down, like Sharona Bishop, who I did a telephonic interview with. They manhandled her daughter. They came in without a warrant. Her husband was an ex-government employee, and they manhandled him. I could go on and on with this, but it's totally a criminal operation that's going on, Doug. It's totally criminal.
Yeah, it is. And here's the problem. There is no accountability in our government. There is none. I do not trust my politicians or congressional politicians to have any type of justifiable accountability for any of these government employees anymore. And that is what the president is. He is a government employee. There are certain things that the president can and cannot do. And now there are certain things, Dave, that the president can do and not get in trouble for. But for the most part, the president is still a citizen. He can still be impeached. If not, I don't know why he hasn't been impeached yet, except for the fact that this man is still the fall guy, the scapegoat, and he has a role to play, and he's playing it well. If anything, Dave, Biden is getting more aggressive every week with what he's doing to this country. His policies, his tactics, they're becoming more aggressive towards a certain particular party, and he is completely devaluing the dollar. But it's not just that, Dave. He's devaluing America's currency upon the political scale, worldwide. Our currency, within how people trust our government, trust the operation of our government, trust the operation of our military, that is valued currency. Even though it's not monetary, it is valued currency. And he is diminishing that while on the outskirt, China is circling the wagons. They are pinning us down, and Joe Biden is allowing it to happen.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, it pisses me off. You know why? Because I worked for 14 years. I worked for the government. 14 years. From the time that I was 18, I have worked for the government. And I have seen friends of mine die. I have seen people, coming in and out of retirement, especially with the military and contracting and law enforcement side. I've seen, unfortunately, I've seen the worst side of America. But I'm here to tell you that there is an amazing side of America that these politicians don't want you to see. These politicians don't want you to know that black people and white people don't want to kill each other. These politicians don't want you to know that people really do care down on the border, about their border security. They don't want you to know that moms and dads are scared to send their kids to school, not just because of active shooters, but because little Billy may come home as little Sally one day. People are waking up in this country, but the politicians don't want you to know that. So they use scare tactics, and scare tactics obviously will come through politics. And from there, it's a distraction device. Just like this new Ministry of Truth that we see, or the border fiasco, or Ukraine, or whatever next pandemic it comes in, what they want to consistently muddy the waters so that you'll never know that their efforts to destroy this country are deep, but there is a shallow part of that swamp. And that's where we stand. As Americans, we stand currently in a shallow part of the swamp. We're being surrounded by the snakes, the bugs, and the alligators. The only thing that we have left to do is to decide to go further into the pond or just to step out. But it's going to take a collective amount of Americans to invest with your money, to invest with your votes, to invest with your feet, to protest this government. Imagine the impact that we would have if no one turned in a tax return. Just imagine that.
We're approaching that level. People are beginning to be that pissed off. You don't think so?
Oh, I think we are. I think we are. I think we should have been. I think everything with the Freedom Convoy, not only did that strike a nerve, obviously, with our government, but the Freedom Convoy showed you that when people get pissed off enough, they can protest, they can grind a country to a complete halt and not destroy cities. That's the way to protest. But that's not what we get in America. Not while the Democrats have the ability to freely spend our own money on these, you know, political riots, which is what they are. You know, this country is never going to see justice as long as men like George Soros walk freely, or Bill Gates. As long as these guys, or Jeff Bezos, he's another one. The idiot who owns Facebook, he's another one. As long as these guys can freely commit to the barbarism that we see going on across America. And, you know, here we go. 2022 midterms are coming up. The riots are coming, folks. Just brace for impact on that one. We have an ability to shut it down, but our politicians instead propagate it. They say that it's a good thing, that this is the social progressive direction that America has been going, and they blame it on Trump and Trump supporters. And, you know, here's the thing that I think we should be paying attention to. Roe versus Wade. You want to talk to us about that?
Well, I'm not sure the extent of what the ruling is going to be. We just have the leak.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how far the ruling is going to go. But I think the idea of killing babies 28 days after they're born, I think that's going to go by the wayside. Partial birth abortions will go by the wayside. I think there'll be a gestation period for a cutoff to when you can have an abortion. But knowing the Supreme Court, they like to cut the baby in half. They do that on a lot of issues, this particular court. So I think that we're probably still going to have abortion in some form, but it's going to be much more limited. And the left doesn't care if a woman who really wants to get rid of her baby can. It's the fact that the conservatives are speaking up and dictating policy, and that sends them into a frenzy, because these people, whether they know it or not, and a lot of them know it, they serve Satan. Hail Hydra. And they are about the New World Order, and that means erasing America, erasing the Christian church, erasing the Constitution, and they have all these subversive groups designed to do it. This is why they have imported so many terrorists, why they've imported so many, well, in other words, we have Antifa, we have Black Lives Matter. They're not about civil rights. They're about raising havoc and then stealing money from donors. I mean, this is what they do. The $6 million house in L.A. is case in point. So, Doug, they're lining up the forces now to come at conservatives. They're lining up the forces to have not a moment of peace in the country. And the Republicans may win the election, but as Nancy Pelosi said, we will not honor the results. And that's what we're headed for. That's Civil War talk.
Yeah, it is. And you know, just to harp on the Roe versus Wade, you got to understand that there's a darker side of this, obviously.
You mean adrenochrome?
There is that. There is a level of the pharmaceutical industrial complex that needs to sustain abortion, from cosmetics to different types of medical treatments that are used through adrenochrome. That, you know, people have talked about it worldwide. The Hollywood has talked about it before, disturbingly, and that it is very disturbing to me. And we know that there are treatments that happen around the world where old people will have their blood transfused with young people. As stupid as that sounds, like getting your oil changed, I guess, right? Well, here's the other part, is at these protests where you will have conservative groups, Christian groups, who will go out and they will protest against these abortion clinics. Now, let me rephrase that. Abortion clinics in America are not just done locally. At this rate, it's done on an industrial scale. An industrial scale. When you talk about tens of millions of deaths, that's an industrial scale. That is more. I don't know how else to say this, Dave. We are more successful at killing children in the womb than Hitler was with the concentration camps, than Stalin was with the gulags and the starvation of Ukraine. We are more efficient at murdering children than Mao Zedong was when he killed almost 70 million of his own citizens through starvation and murder. We are more successful than the worst dictators the world has ever seen. And we call ourselves the freest country the world has ever seen.
It used to be.
Used to be. God does not honor that. And you can tell, if you've ever been to any of these protests, you will have blatant Satanists who will be part of the Satanic Temple, who will go out there and they will say that they are protesting against the Christians who are protesting against the abortion clinics. And the Satanic Temple will say that they're there to help protect human rights. They're not there for that. They're there to ensure human sacrifice. At the end of the day, with all these cults, and if you listen to episode 111 today of the American Vindictive Show, I went over in depth about cults. The thing that I've noticed, Dave, is from the beginning of whenever we first had these cults from ancient days to now, it always ends in blood. All of it. It ends in sacrificing, shedding of human blood, typically innocent blood, through murder. There is a need for that with these people. And these stupid people that go out there from the Satanic Temple and from all these crazy left-wingers, that they don't understand the power of the evil one. They don't understand, or to an extent, some do, and they enjoy it. Here's the thing. As Christians, we understand that to kill a child in the womb is evil. God says that. We state it. It is evil. But yet you have Democrats and Republicans who claim to be Christian that you, ladies and gentlemen, vote for. You send your money to. You ensure that they stay in office. To that same extent, if you know that, that child's blood is on the politician's hands and on your hands for sending them there. We don't consider the ramifications spiritually. We say, oh, it's a horrible thing, but spiritually, you have a blood tie to that. If you are donating any money to these people, Dave, you said it correctly 2 to 3 years ago with me. We need to get rid of every single one of these people in the Senate and Congress and start over. I think if we can bring upon more people like Laura Loomer out of Florida, people who are hard-nosed, They are pro-choice. Obviously, not pro-choice. They're pro-America, pro-life. You know, they respect Christian fundamental values. They respect not shedding the blood of innocent children. Those are who we should be investing our time and money in to help support, to send to Washington to dictate how this country is supposed to be ran. But instead, we send it to people who willfully go to the Bohemian Grove, who are part of all these other secret societies, Dave. And that's how you get Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. That's how you get George Soros. That's how you got the riots. That's how we got, you know, the Minority Report movie that's going to eventually be the United States government. It's because of the fact that we willfully ignore what our incumbents are doing. These people, we put them in charge. They made the country into what we see right now.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to get rid of them all.
I am compiling an exception list for Congress and the Senate. And I'm taking recommendations. You can send them over to Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. I'm sure they'll be a very short list. There are a couple I'll throw out at you. Okay, one guy in Congress that stands out is Chip Roy. And a lot of people don't like him. But since I've been following him for about a year now, he's on the right side of every issue, and he is unafraid.
Yeah.
He walks the walk in Congress. He doesn't just come on Fox like so many of these people, like Kevin McCarthy, who's a total globalist, and BS their way through an interview and make the people think, oh, something's going to happen. No, no, this guy walks the walk. I love Chip Roy. I'm sure you're familiar with him being from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
My guy, Paul Gosar, is under censure right now. Why? Because he went after Pelosi and other people with these caricatures, and he just said, I'm tired of their tyranny, and he made fun of them, and they went after him. He'll be back. He was one of 11 congressmen that called for an investigation into Hunter Biden very early on, and totally ignored, and wanted an investigation for Hillary Clinton and what she did with the emails. And he was one of 12 for that. So my guy gets reelected. And they attack him. There are some out there that I look at and say, they're okay. But most of them are not okay. They're grandstanders. They drink from the same trough and walk the same streets of prostitution as the Democrats. They take money from the same people. I mean, Facebook donates to, what, 60% of all congressmen?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that takes a dime from Zuckerberg the way he cheated in our elections and should be in jail for it, they don't deserve to be in office. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm largely anti-incumbent with a few exceptions. And I mean, if I get 10 people out of Congress, I'll be shocked. If I get 5 out of the Senate, that's too high. Maybe 2. Can you think of any senators you'd recommend?
You know, I used to want to say Ted Cruz. Used to.
Yeah. Do you know about his wife?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Heidi, I'm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Goldman Sachs, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, exactly. You know, your wife is similar to you in views. My wife is similar to me in views. That's typical with some differences, but they're polar opposites. His public persona and what she is, they're a total opposite. No, I can't support Ted Cruz. I can't support Rand Paul. He has his moments, but he talks a lot, but introduces nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what disturbs me here. The Republicans could have stopped all this nonsense. They could have just shut Congress down. They could have refused to pass any of the budgets, you know, and the government would have gone into shutdown, but we wouldn't have the destruction we have right now.
Well, I used to like guys like Trey Gowdy. I used to like guys like Jim Jordan. Chavitz, Jason Chavitz, but they all end up becoming blowhards, and eventually they all end up working for networks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we know that Fox News and CNN, they're paid by the same people.
Yep.
They're fed by the same table. And that's my problem is, you know, from the mainstream media to the intelligence communities to the intelligence committees and Senate and Congress, they're all bought and paid for. You have foreign special interests, American big business special interest, you have governmental special interests, And then they have their own special interest, and none of that pertains to the original mission statement that they're supposed to be there for.
Exactly.
To defend the United States and our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yep. I know. You're preaching to the choir on this one, my friend. I've ended so many broadcasts with toss them all. And it's just like, but there is some progress. Lisa Murkowski, the rhino farther to the left than Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi, she is trailing badly in her Senate primary race. And I have said, unelect the Senate and representatives in the primary for Republicans, and then defeat the people in Congress. But, you know, I'm grasping at straws here for solutions politically. There's no political solution to a spiritual problem, and fundamentally, this has turned into a war between good and evil. I mean, Klaus Schwab is Satan's representative on Earth. I'm sure he visits Satan in Antarctica, and you all know where I'm going with that. You know, don't you find it funny that a week before Obama and John Kerry left office, they went to Antarctica?
Well, you know,
what the hell were they doing there?
Oh, they get to go and have their big party there. You know, that is, Antarctica is supposedly the neutral zone, has been since the 20s, for all the whole world. And, you know, there are things in Antarctica that we can't talk about. There are things in Antarctica that you can't go and visit. You can't fly over it. You know, you can't just, you know, drive your boat across the sea and hopefully make it. There's a reason why it's restricted, and there are plenty of reasons as to why the conspiracies about that are probably 80% false and 20% so true that it's shocking. Now, I will tell you this much. Obama and John Kerry are still a part of this government.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're working with Klaus Schwab on something. Let me ask you this. Joe Biden's a sock puppet. Obama is the puppet master. Will there ever come a day, possibly, where Obama could step into a new political role where the world will welcome not the President of the United States, because legally he can't do it again, but the President of the UN? What ramifications are there then?
I'm going to answer your question this way. We're weeks away, if that, from signing a treaty with the World Health Organization. And I interviewed Sarah Westall on this, and she's looked into it in great depth. And it's like the old TPP. That body, the World Health Organization, can countermand any member signatory, anything from their Supreme Court to their executive branch to their legislative branch. They would rule over all nation states. Now, to answer your question about Barack Obama, they have to have a go-between political organization between the World Health Organization and national governments. I would expect Barack Obama is campaigning for that position.
Yeah, I think that's why he's coming out. He's been thrusted back into the news quite a lot lately. Traveling overseas and more or less rationing off the rest of America to our overseas partners. And that's what I foresee. But, you know, we say that a lot of this is event-driven. I think this, too, is an event-driving incident. Whatever it is that's going to happen worldwide will need a new leader to lead us out of the catastrophe that they're going to put us in. I think they're going to put Barack Obama as that guy. And he would be the perfect candidate, I think, to try and officially take on Russia, to try and officially disarm the United States. You know, this is a man who vehemently hates our government, vehemently hates American citizens and our rights. He is a James Bond bad guy, just like Klaus Schwab and George Soros. That's why these guys have not left. They got a lot to do before they really go to that next event.
Well, they do, but they're on their way. I mean, first of all, the reason we have the disinformation board is because the people can't learn about the digital ID and they'll equate it to the mark of the beast.
Right.
And then the loss of freedom. Barack Obama is on the record of saying that your freedom of speech does not extend to social media. So in other words, he's saying you have no freedom of speech. And now we're signing this treaty with the World Health Organization to get nation governments under control. And it couldn't be any more clear what's happening here. They're locking us down into a total tyrannical state, something that would make Stalin and Hitler jealous. And they're destroying all the meatpacking plants now. They're paying farmers not to grow. And if you want food, you'll eat their bugs. You'll stand in line and eat their bugs. And if they don't like your politics, you'll eat nothing. They may have you for dinner in the FEMA camp. I mean, Doug, they're lining everything up right now. Right now, it's all happening.
Here's the big question. What can we do about it? What can we do about it? What are we doing about it? Dave, what is the church doing about it?
Nothing.
What is
nothing?
Yeah, what's the body of Christ preparing for? Are we just sitting back and just saying, you know what? Jesus is going to come out of the sky anytime now and suck us out of here, and we're all going to be, you know, saved.
And then Santa Claus will come if he doesn't do it. I mean, I'm not into fantasy thinking. Sorry.
Yeah.
We have to go through the tribulation. Look at Revelation. We have to go through the tribulation. There's no escaping it.
Yeah. And, you know, me and L.A. Marzulli talked about this, and I know he's pre-trib, and he catches a lot of flack for it, but, you know, in his perspective, we are not to get God's judgment. We are not to get God's punishment. However, from what I read in the Bible, nothing says anything that we're not going to receive Satan's punishment,
bingo.
I guess you could say.
Bingo, exactly.
And that's when it's going to get nasty.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And the FEMA camps are going to come into play. But to answer your question about the churches, ladies and gentlemen, hear me. I'm not a pastor. I know a lot of biblical phrases, and I can look it up when I want guidance. And I live my life according to my understanding of the scripture. But I will say this. Pastors who know more than I do about quoting chapter and verse I'm trying to think of the correct word. They're betraying their flock. In the name of money, they're tax exempt. They won't talk about... What's the use of studying the Bible if you don't apply it to contemporary times? Thou shalt not murder. Abortion, people. Yeah. When is the last time your pastor said, let's go protest at Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. That's what I don't understand is how many, you know... Heaven forbid the day Doug ever becomes a preacher.
But you are. Small group. Let me answer your question this way. The answer is to get away from your church and form small worship groups. That'll survive persecution attempts. That's what the Soviet Union people did, the Soviet Union Christians. That's what they're doing
in China.
Yeah. I know. I hear you. Yeah, well, we really have raised a lot of issues here. We covered a tremendous amount of territory tonight. Doug, let's do the... Are you with me? Doug, are you there? Hello? I'm not sure if I'm coming through or not. Doug, are you with me? I think I'm still online here. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me close out the show assuming I'm still on. Are you surprised Doug was taken down? Seriously, I'm not surprised in the least. So here's the deal. Get away from your church. I have to extricate myself from my church. I'm sorry to say it. And I need to get into some kind of family, home, small group worship. My church is not on board with solving problems from a Christian worldview. And you need to do the same thing. I think that's your main takeaway. Doug is effectively right. We need to unelect every incumbent with just a few exceptions. And you need to arm up and train up, because we're going to go through hell between now and November. The other side will have their way with us. So I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, please take this to heart. We are in deep, deep doo-doo. There ain't no coming back. We're entering tribulation, I believe. And walk with Jesus, and he will not depart from you. On behalf of Doug and Dave and our intel report, we'll see you all back here again next time.